We came across an interesting story because there is growing public skepticism. According to a NewsGuard and YouGov poll, 30% of Americans believe at least one assassination attempt against Donald Trump was staged, was fake.
Mm-hmm.
That is an astronomical number.
It's crazy. But I hear it has been kind of bubbling under, and now it's out here like this. Yeah.
And this particular survey looked over those three incidents, the Butler shooting, the golf course incident, and then the most recent one at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And across all of those events, a majority of Americans think that these attacks were staged. It's absolutely unbelievable. Sophia Rubinson is the senior editor of Reality Check for NewsGuard and joins us this morning. Sophia, it's good to have you.
Great to be here.
So let's talk a little bit about this poll. What were some of the questions that were asked to those that responded?
Yeah, so just like you mentioned, we asked respondents about each of the three assassination attempts, the one in Butler in July 2024, the September 2024 attempt at Donald Trump's golf course in Florida, and about the incident at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And we just asked people whether they believed the assassination attempt was staged.
And, you know, the poll shows that younger people are more likely to believe these incidents were staged. Is this that social media effect where conspiracy theories kind of spread faster and feel a little bit more believable?
That's what we can hypothesize from these results. It does seem that young people aged 18 to 29 were the most likely to respond that these events were staged. And at NewsGuard, at my company, we monitor false claims that spread across social media. And we've been seeing this staged narrative really fester since that July 2024 attack at Butler. So it does seem like a lot of these respondents may be getting their news from social media.
And that's not a new trend. We've seen that
exactly.
A lot. More people have been flocking to social media for their news now than at any other point. I want to look at the particular Butler rally incident, because this one involved an actual shot being fired here at the president of the United States. Did they believe that there was actually a shot fired at the president, or did they believe that there was the theatrics of it that played into what ended up happening?
So our survey didn't get into that. We just asked simply whether they believed it was staged. So it'll be me guessing. But from what I see on social media, a lot of people are skeptical of whether there actually was a gunshot, which, you know, seems a little bit unusual because we do know that someone was killed
right.
at that event from a bullet. But a lot of people, I think, you know, the crazy nature of what happened, the fact that it hit Trump's ear, was so close, you know, to actually hitting him and could have been, you know, such a different outcome. A lot of people think that there was maybe a blood pill, that the blood on his ear wasn't real. They point to the fact that his ear doesn't have any visible damage anymore, to maybe being a reason why they're skeptical of whether he was hit at all. So there's a lot of that event, you know, was we had 24% of respondents say that it was outright staged. And when you look at the people who said that they were not sure whether or not it was real or not, it's more than 50% of Americans responded that they're, you know, not sure / they believe it was outright staged. So there's a lot of disbelief around what happened there.
I'm wondering what the real world consequences are when, you know, you have a significant portion of the public doubting events that law enforcement and investigators say are real.
Yeah, it's really striking. I mean, I think this disbelief in our government and our, you know, current administration, and also in the media and what they report, is really, you know, showing itself in different ways. I think a lot of the, you know, this is somewhat undisputable, right? Like, we have video, we have people, eyewitnesses, we have, you know, the proof, the bullets, the guns, and they're still not believing that these events are real. It's hard to know how they're going to be able to trust what comes out of, you know, this administration and in the media going forward.
Mm. Really interesting stuff. Sophia Rubinson, thank you so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it.
And, you know, what I've heard, you know, before all this started bubbling up is, you know, the whole thing about the president being hit in the ear. And if you look at his ear now, it doesn't look like there's any mark or anything. And then you got a person, you know, I'm a boxing fan. You got a person like Mike Tyson, who bit Evander Holyfield's ear, and he still has a chunk of ear missing. from that. So it's like, you know, he bit the ear and has a chunk missing, and this ear was supposedly hit by a bullet, and it doesn't look like anything is missing. And so people start saying, oh, that it must have been staged. And that's how things get started, you know?
Yeah, I don't think it was staged. Somebody was shot to death.
Absolutely. Somebody died there.
I mean, I don't think you have to be, you know, a detective to figure out that there were bullets fired.
Oh, no.
Somebody died.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Bullets were fired.
Absolutely.
Now, I think that there is, this all plays into, there is a growing, maybe not growing, there is a mistrust by a certain part of the electorate here against mm-hmm. Donald Trump.
Sure.
They think that Donald Trump is somebody who is all for the theatrics,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
He came from that world.
Yeah.
Came from entertainment,
mm-hmm. yes.
right? And so there, this was that they feel was a way for him to drum up some sort of,
yeah.
You know, talk about him. I just don't buy that. First of all, if a real bullet was fired and you're firing it past the a former president and candidate for president at the time in
yeah.
Butler, Pennsylvania, you better make sure you miss. I mean, mm-hmm. again, the distance was not that far.
Right.
Wouldn't take a great marksman to connect on your target.
He could have turned his head one split
Absolutely.
Second.
Absolutely. If he didn't
gone.
Turn his head in that
yes.
one split second. Right.
Yeah.
I think that this is a product of social media.
I was going to say.
It's a product
social
of
social media.
Of people just spreading nonsense.
Yeah. And social media, I mean, that's where it starts. And, you know, it spreads so fast, it takes a second.
Now, you want to tell me another one of these events were staged, you'd have a better time convincing me then, although I still don't believe it.
No.
If you've got a guy who's aiming through the bushes at the president while he's golfing and Secret Service spots it, that's not a fake attempt. That's
no.
not somebody who does it. I mean, obviously, these people have an ideology that they're
mm-hmm.
following.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me that you found some patsy out there
that
is
willing
to
do,
either
yeah.
be shot
yeah.
to death in Butler, Pennsylvania,
yeah.
or be arrested and taken to jail for the rest of their lives? I have a hard time believing that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so, you know, and that's what people have to do. They have to really think about this
This takes 1 second. We talked about it for 2 minutes.
But, you know, you got social media and, you know, And social media just kind of clouds your head.
I don't think people want to think about it.
No, that's the thing.
I think people are content living in their own little bubble,
oh,
worrying
absolutely.
About and thinking about things however they'd like. And that's a whole other ball of wax that we can get into on another show. Meanwhile, coming up on the other side, Donald Trump, Xi Jinping sit down in Beijing. A lot to talk about. We'll discuss their sit down next on JR Morning.